T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congressional negotiators have struck a deal to avoid another partial government shutdown. The border package includes money for fencing, but nowhere near what President Trump was asking for a wall. On our newsline, CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes. So, Nancy, what do we know about this deal, and what is the president saying?
Well, the president says he's not happy with the deal, that he's going to find money elsewhere, because not only does this deal not give him the $5.7 billion in border wall funding that he was looking for, but it basically gives him about $1.4 billion, a lot less, for border fencing, which Democrats argue is a sign he didn't get what he wanted, and Republicans say, well, at least it's a barrier. And in truth, Steve, this is a deal that the president could have gotten, in fact, a little bit better, in December, before 800,000 federal workers ended up in limbo during a 5-week government shutdown.
So is this what it all comes down to, semantics? One side says wall, the other side says fence, and we meet in the middle with the word barrier? Is that kind of where we're at?
Pretty much. In fact, some members of Congress aren't even really clear on what kind of fence we're talking about here, what they're going to be spending their money on. But one thing everyone seems to agree on is that they don't want another partial government shutdown, and several government agencies are set to run out of funding at midnight Friday night. So time is really of the essence here. And the president hasn't officially said that he's going to sign this bill, but Republican and Democratic leaders are proceeding as if he will, and they're going to try to put it on the floor for a vote over the next couple of days.
Yeah, here's a response, pretty lukewarm, but he says he doesn't expect another shutdown. Do you think we're heading toward a national emergency?
He wouldn't take that option off of the table today. And certainly his aides have made it pretty clear that if he doesn't get all the money that he wants in this bill, he is going to look through other pots of money in the federal government to try to supplement the spending on a border wall. And so if that means declaring a national emergency to get access to those funds, he may very well do that, even though it's something that a lot of Republicans here on Capitol Hill oppose.
Nancy Cordes, we'll see you on the CBS Evening News. Thanks for joining us.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.